One of the things that is very important for us, even when we think about the spiritual life, people will ask, Father, how do I learn how to forgive others? Father, how can I become more patient? How do I become less judgmental and critical of others? And all of these things, they really have at their core the same kind of thing, which is very simply this. We have to just make a choice to do it. We have to make a choice to do it. I'm going to forgive this person. I'm not going to judge others. I am going to be less critical. I'm going to become more patient. We make a choice to do it, and then we have to practice it. We have to have it become a habit. And so here we talk about virtue. Virtue. Think about, well, virtue is, well, this is a virtuous person. This is a very good person. This is a very kind person. How do we develop virtues? Because they become habits. And for something to become a habit, it means that we have to practice it. We practice it first in very small ways, and then as we build upon that foundation of practicing in these small ways, we make that foundation greater and greater, and we expand upon it. So we see when the scholar of the law goes to Jesus and says, well, who is my neighbor? Jesus says, that's not the right question. The question is not, who is my neighbor, and then I'll know how to treat others. The question is, first of all, how do I practice being neighbor to others? So it gives the example of this Good Samaritan on the road. Here is a person who has practiced being a neighbor, so that when he sees somebody who is in need, his question is not sort of different, it's not spiritual. Well, how do I define this person? Are they really my neighbor? Should I really do anything? No. His question is not any of those things, but his question is, knowing that I have practiced being a good neighbor to others, how can I be a good neighbor to this person who is now in need? Is that development of virtue, is that development of habits. So, for ourselves too, right? How do I be a good neighbor to others? Well, I have to practice. And first, that starts in very small ways. It trains us to break that that selfishness that exists in our own lives and in our hearts, thinking only about ourselves. Well, who is my neighbor? What are the responsibilities that I'm going to have? All these kinds of things. No, what does this person need? We start, again, in small ways, saying hello to people that we pass, being kind to them, letting other people go in front of us in lines or in the grocery checkout or as we exit the parking lot or whatever it may be, right? We practice first in these small ways, and then it grows. It grows within our hearts until we achieve greater and greater things because we have built that foundation. We have had that time of practice. These same things are true for forgiveness, for forgiving others, for letting go of grudges, for growing in patience, for growing in charity. These are all virtues that we can develop. They are like muscles that we have to exercise by practicing. First off, by making small choices. We figure out, okay, how do I want to grow, and what's a small way, what's a small thing that I can do to grow in that? And let me practice that for a week, for a month, for a year, whatever it may be, until I have that solid foundation. And then I move on to a greater thing. It takes intentionality. It does not happen overnight, and more or less it does not happen by miraculous divine intervention. Lord, help me to forgive somebody, but I'm still going to hold on to this grudge in my heart. I'm always going to think about it, but you, Lord, you'll have to overcome it because I'm going to always hang on to it. Lord, I want to be more patient, but every time I have an opportunity to be more patient, I don't recognize it. I'll simply go about my normal way. It's not going to work. We're not going to change. So to find those small ways that we make changes in our habits towards whatever goals we have, towards whatever virtues we want to grow in, but we recognize. It's the same thing. If I want to lose weight, if I want to gain muscle or whatever it is, what do I have to do? If I want to be good at sports, I have to practice. I have to practice. Same thing in our spiritual lives, to practice. Practice the virtues, and then we grow in them. And then we see how God accompanies us with his strength as we go about this practice, so that we can learn what it means to forgive, so that we can learn patience, so that we can learn charity, so that we can learn what it means to be neighbor to others.